This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live and in living color on a Wednesday morning from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, the great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping America free and safe. And let's not forget all those people that are working right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and also the construction workers and bulk mail centers sorting that mail now for delivery today all around the country. And to the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website to take advantage of all the different things that we have over there. Now, we're going to talk to Denise Simon, and I got a little, we were talking about Hong Kong a minute ago, and I got a little short blurb here about the protesters in Hong Kong waving the American flag and singing the national anthem. Listen to this.
And rise up through the perilous fight, all the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare.
Now, these are people in Hong Kong singing our national anthem, waving the American flag, which is even making the Chinese a little bit more madder at us and everybody else, right?
Yeah, they're very angry at us. They think that we have actually played a role in instigating these protests.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the meantime, Trump has delayed. Now, we were going to add in a whole new set of tariffs.
Yep.
To take effect next month, and he has delayed that now until I think December the 15th.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, giving them some kind of relief. Now, you know, China really can't lose Hong Kong, but this one's going to be very interesting. These Hong Kong people have been protesting for, I think, at least a couple of months now, maybe even 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say rightly so. Now, remember, this is all over Beijing wanting to include an extradition law that they could extract people in Hong Kong back over to the mainland for prosecution for anything as much as protesting. And if you are found guilty of protesting in China, the sentence is up to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is going to be how this really falls out. I don't know, but
mm-hmm.
It is alleged. Reuters is reporting that the airport is in fact open today, and mm-hmm. they are taking flights. So we shall see how long that lasts.
Now, why is Bibi Netanyahu being a mediator between Russia and the Ukraine? How did that come about?
I think he's doing it as a favor to the United States. The leader of Ukraine, Zelensky, is a Jew himself. And so I think Netanyahu is showing up there on Sunday. it's really for some kind of a commemoration of some sort of war. It's his first visit to Ukraine, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's kind of as a cover that he is going there for some kind of a, you know, historical celebration event. And while they're there, they're going to discuss, you know, some kind of moderation between Russia and Ukraine. Now, this is being reported by Russian media officially, or initially that other media has picked up on it. But, yeah, that's really kind of the genesis of how this is beginning.
Okay, because I've seen the reports, early reports here, and it sounds like as if Bibi has inserted himself into a major negotiation, which could get better, maybe, with him being in there, but could also get worse very fast.
Well, I mean, the real victim here is Ukraine.
Right.
I mean, we're looking at, I think at the last time I counted, there were 12,000 that were dead. So, you know, what was it that Russia was really trying to gain in some kind of power over Ukraine? I mean, how many Russians are dead? Three?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in this conflict, and we still have a conflict there.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got somewhere between, you know, upwards of over 10,000 Ukrainians dead. So, you know, this is any kind of negotiation or mediating is long overdue.
Yeah, and folks, I'm speaking to Denise Simons from FoundersCode.com. Now, she writes some great articles, and we're going to just tease this because we're fixing to come up on a break, but there was an article yesterday that she wrote, and it had to do with five senators sent a threatening letter to the Supreme Court of the United States. I don't really think that that's good for job security.
Everybody is secure in their jobs. I mean, the Supreme Court judges are there for life.
Sure.
Unless they are impeached for bad behavior. But I would say that these senators, I mean, it's really kind of remarkable that they would even go down this path with a threatening letter to the Supreme Court.
All right, we'll hold that thought, and we'll find out what it is they're threatening them for and why they are threatening them to begin with. And we'll also talk about California, because the city of San Francisco has sued the United States government over the green card rule, and the state of California and Xavier Becerra, remember him? The attorney general in California is going to sue the government over the same thing. So, we'll be right back with that and a lot more here to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Just start to get a little bit warm.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, that's known as USCCA. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of attorneys, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right when it comes to you defending yourself. And the last person standing is usually the first person the police look at when they get there. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So I want you to go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there in the right tab, on the right tab of the homepage, and see what they can do for you. Now, there's going to be a drop-down window when you click on the link that's there, the logo link, for a free gun a day giveaway. That means that every day you get the opportunity to win a different gun. And good luck with that. And because if you win it, we'll be telling you, we'll be telling everybody on the air who won it from our show. That's number one. But number two, after you see the gun a day giveaway and you sign up for that, then take a look at the three different types of membership that you can become a member of the USCCA. And when you do, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including some great gear from USCCA given back to you. Now, that's all by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website and then clicking on that little logo link that's right there for the USCCA. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
What is going on that San Francisco would sue over the green card rule against the federal government and the state of California and Xavier Becerra, who is the guy who went to California and I guess he took that server with him from the DCC? Why are they getting involved in this?
Apparently, this actually deals with only about 400,000 people. There's a very
specific segment of the population. But there is a law on the books that says if you are here in the United States legally under some kind of a green card or some other kind of visa, and you are receiving some part of a U.S. federal government entitlements, being food stamps or
right.
anything else,
mm-hmm.
that will be terminated.
Mm-hmm.
And it will not only be terminated, but you will then not be considered if there's been an application for citizenship that will not, it will be, you know, dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is the clarification that Ken Cuccinelli made. Why he had to make it, I don't know, because it's a law that's sitting on the books already. And it kind of spilled over into, I think he was being interviewed by CNN about this very thing. So he was trying to explain it. It's already on the, it's already a law. If you don't like the law, change the law. You know, we always hear that one.
Sure.
But he's also saying, he made reference to a poem, not on the Statue of Liberty, but at the base of the Statue of Liberty. And I don't know how he did it. I don't know specifically what he said. But it wasn't challenging the Statue of Liberty, but it had something to do with Europeans.
Hmm.
Well, at the time, we weren't getting a flood of people, you know, coming from close. It was Europeans. So, one thing led to another, and everything got all nuts, and he had to kind of clear it all up and not qualify by what he said, but be exact about what he said, that mm-hmm. CNN twisted what he said.
Wow.
So anyway, that's where we are. And I think it's supposed to come out today, the exact language.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's an executive order. It may be an executive order, or it may just be a press release. I don't know.
Well, this is the one that may be the executive order, the next one I'm about to tell you. And that is the president calling for voter ID to be used in any election security bill that's proposed. And he's talked about doing something about this before.
Yeah, of course the Democrats are going to sue over that because they call it essentially a poll tax. Which it's not. But, you know, they yell and scream and complain that the Russians interfered in our election system. Well, maybe if they had ID, they would have done it. So you can't have it both ways. You see what I'm saying? You know, we're trying to make sure that it's exact, that it's clean, that it's legitimate. And the Democrats fight against requiring voter ID all the time. So we'll see where this one goes. I'm happy because if he's going to strike the match on this one.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go to a court, then let's go to a court. Let's be done with this one and get on with it.
Now, the city of Portland may be about ready to explode because you've got the Antifa folks and you've got a right-wing counter-protest group that is coming to Portland to have some sort of demonstration, I believe, this weekend. And that could get very ugly very fast.
The FBI is already there. They're already on top of it, and we'll see where that one goes. But they're quite aware of Antifa in Portland.
Mm-hmm. Yep, because that's the bunch that seems to be leading the way for the rest of the country. And it is a very sorry state of affairs when you get something like that, too, I might add. Now, with everything that we got going on here, and with the lawsuit craze and this, that, and the other, did you see Don Lemon has now been accused of a sexual assault and some sort of encounter that he had with a woman in a New York bar? Did you catch that?
Not with a woman.
Oh, it's a man?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Because it says here woman, but go ahead. It's a woman. Go ahead.
No. He apparently made some real advances, and so we have this lawsuit. So we'll see where that one goes. Don Lemon's gay, so
mm-hmm.
And I think he was asking this fellow, you know, which way he was really swinging. And then things went sideways from there, allegedly in the lawsuit, which is being alleged in the lawsuit.
All right. Oh, and by the way, the article that you wrote about the five senators who sent a threatening letter to the Supreme Court, what's that all about?
This is really kind of remarkable because the Supreme Court, well, no, the state of New York kind of backed down. The New York State Rifle and Pistol Association was suing the city of New York about the ability to transport a licensed and unloaded and locked firearm from a residence to a shooting range. And so we have this lawsuit. So they, apparently the city of New York backed down on that one. Well, that didn't make our senators very happy. And they decided to take this particular decision over to the Supreme Court in a threatening letter. Now, it's really kind of remarkable because we have Sheldon Whitehouse, Mazie Hirono, Richard Blumenthal, Dick Durbin, and Kirsten Gillibrand, who signed their names to a 25-page diatribe saying that the court itself needs to heal, that it's not well, that it is, a partisan court influenced by areas and voting rights and gerrymandering, dark money, union power, pollution, corporate liability, and blah, 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 blah. They don't like the decision that the court has made.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about dark money and all this other kind of stuff. And, they really just went off full-blown threats. So,
very quickly, Eric has just sent us a question. He said, regarding Portland, if the FBI is all over it, why then is the FBI only interviewing patriots when they arrive at the airport and the mainstream news media is labeling them all as far right?
I can't answer that unless, you know, they're asking questions about having permits and, you know, what are they prepared to do. I have no idea. They already know probably what Antifa is going to do. So, I mean, I don't know. I can't answer that.
All right. Finally, Hong Kong, one last little item here. Senator Ben Cardin has come out and said that he's warned China if it hits the Hong Kong protesters that there will be hell to pay.
Well, you're getting some bipartisan support here for sure. A lot of Democrats are not liking what China is doing, and rightly so.
Mm.
So there may be some sanctions that they will.
All righty. Well, we'll let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Run on over there and check out the great articles that she has to write, and you'll know what's going on when she writes them. So there you go. And good morning, Eric, and thank you for your comments. And I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Authorities say the gunman who opened fire outside a Dayton bar, killing 9, acted alone. Dayton Police Chief Richard Beal says experts aren't sure whether Connor Betts deliberately tried to kill his sister, who died at the massacre.
We can't seem to make that call conclusively, that we're divided about how Whether that was intentional or not, I think it's inconclusive. We may get a better insight through historical data looking back, but based on the evidence from that night, I don't think we can make the call.
Stocks rallied today after President Trump delayed imposing 10% tariffs on some imported Chinese goods. The Dow is up 372 points, the S&P 500 up 42, and the NASDAQ up 152. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, who has a couple of different locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, and the other one, of course, right here in Clearwater, Florida, in the backyard here of the Tampa Bay area. Now, here is more about them and what they do right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. Many more have chosen to go to technical schools or BOCES or whatever they happen to call them in your local area to learn a trade that will, in most cases, not pay them as much as what they could make if they went to the National Aviation Academy. Now, it's okay to start out as an apprentice or a journeyman working your way up the ladder in some type of job where you're going to be a carpenter or a plumber or an electrician or whatever, maybe a computer tech, but you start out at the bottom, you work your way up. That's okay. But how would you like to stop at a job that would pay you as much as $50,000 or $60,000 a year to begin with? Well, you can.
by going to the National Aviation Academy and learning how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, they can fill the void and give you a great career path with that remarkable starting salary of at least $50,000 a year or more. Now, you can check them out online at naa.edu to find out more. That's naa.edu. Or you can give them a telephone call and ask to take the tour at 1-800-659-2080. Now, you want to make sure you take a tour of the place so you know what you're getting involved in. And by the way, for those of you that go, well, you know, I'd like to do this, but I don't have any tools. Guess what? All included in the course. So, 800-659-2080, naa.edu. Make sure you tell them you want to take the tour, and make sure you also tell them the captain sent you. That will open the door wide open for you. The National Aviation Academy. With two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, the other one right here in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida, in Clearwater. Now, the Army and Lieutenant General Eric Wesley of Army Futures Command recently sat down with defense media to talk about how the Army's multi-domain operation concept is being tested in pilot task forces into training and eventually across the force. And it'll be interesting to take a look at that. You can read his article at Army Times, by the way, and see what the general had to say. In addition, have you heard about the mumps going around the military bases over there in Italy and Germany? Well, guess what? A U.S. soldier based in Italy was recently diagnosed with the mumps virus while on temporary duty to Germany. That could be coming in via the, oh gosh, illegal immigrants. You betcha. You betcha, because they haven't had their shots, and it could be coming in that way. Can robots make an army platoon 10 times more effective? Well, we're going to find out, because the Army is going to test robots' usage with some of these army platoons in various natures of their service. We'll see how that all works out. And there are currently 25 army brigades ready. Once in a while, it's useful to pull everything together and try and benchmark what's happening. The acting army secretary did just that today for his service, and departing Army Chief of Staff General Mark Miley readies to take on the mantle as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. 25 Army brigades ready, the end of the Cold War weapons. And they're getting ready to go full speed ahead with the Army. One last little thing. The Army wants you to jam, spoof, and hack enemy electronics such as subtiety and the targets, as well as not even realizing what it is that's going wrong, so people don't know what's happening to them on the other side of the fence. Now, this is going to take both high-tech equipment and highly trained personnel to use it when it comes to internet warfare, which is alive and well. Now, the Navy is still looking at something beyond even a Flight 3 combat capability for its newly built destroyers as it plans for transitioning from building the Arleigh Burke-class destroyer to the future large surface combatant ships, the LSCs, and we'll see how that works out. See how that works out. By the way, the United States Air Force in Oak Ridge, the national lab there, will acquire a high-performance supercomputing system from Cray Incorporated that aims to improve weather forecasting for the Air Force and Army operations across the globe. Again, there's been some problems, and we'll see how that works out in the past. We'll see how it works out this time. Now, the U.S. Air Force has said that their recent Beard approvals have not necessarily sparked an influx of religious accommodation requests, because they did it so that the Sikhs in particular could wear beards in the Air Force. Now, publicity surrounding recent approvals, including accommodations for Norse heathen airmen, has not caused an uptick in waiver requests. So says the Air Force, so that's a good thing, I guess. By the way, the Navy and Marines are still flying their C-130s after the Air Force found cracks near the wings in some of the aircraft during routine maintenance, but the Navy and the Marine Corps are still flying theirs. And an Air Guard pilot from the Kentucky Air National Guard is being honored for an emergency landing that officials say saved lives in a $30 million aircraft to boot. Wow. How about that? All right, let's shift down over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Liberal Larry. I'm on I-4. How you doing?
Not bad. Pretty soon you'll be able to hear me over there in Orlando again. What's up?
Hey, would you have other callers that have called the show and to make the reference neocon with Denise?
Yeah.
And she wouldn't say anything about the FBI and Antifa. That's exactly why. Very sad, Denise. Very sad that you won't speak your mind because you know the truth. We all know the truth. That's all I
got to
say, Pat.
All right, well, thanks. Drive safe over there.
All right, thank you.
All right, you got it. And Liberal Larry, one of our more colorful callers. By the way, China is sending a very concerning signal on Hong Kong. And when I talk to Chris Markowski coming up here in the next segment, I'm going to ask him what he's hearing over there because he's in Greece. And by the way, something else I heard about Greece last night that we haven't heard anybody talking about. They've got a really bad situation going on over there with some really serious fires, wildfires over there. And I'm going to ask Chris if he's in a safe area where he's at, because I just found out about it last night. I heard it mentioned again, and they have had some pretty bad fires in the past over there. But I think he may be okay because I believe he's down by the beach, which is probably a safe place to be when they have wildfires. We'll see. But I'll ask him because he'll be coming on here right after the break. Also, with all the things that are going on, have you noticed the price of gas around the countryside? Well, we've got a glut of oil, and we've got a bunch of gas that's stored, too. They got more than they can actually use, so supply and demand, down go the prices. We'll see if they continue to go down, because yesterday I bought my gas for $2.23 a gallon at one station, and right across the street it was $2.39. Don't know why that was, but it is what it is. All righty, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, that's my buddy Wayne Allen Root. I got a conversation with him last night. He'll be coming on the program again next week, so be ready for that. And I will tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends, the father and son team, Pete and Seth Talbot in Seattle, Washington, with Relief Factor. Now, I've been taking Relief Factor religiously at least twice a day and occasionally three times a day for about the last 3 years now. I got rid of Mobic and I got rid of Flexeril, which is a couple of things I was taking because of my arthritis and the aches and pains that I was having because of my war injuries as well as my fire department injuries. And I'll tell you what, I'm glad I did because I hate taking prescription medicine when you can take something that's natural. This is all natural and it works. Now, I did it the same way I'm going to suggest to you. I started with the 1995 3-week quick start. All it is 1995 plus shipping and handling to get it to you. You can get it to you in about a week or you can get it to you less than that if you want to pay the extra postage to do that, whatever the extra fee is. But the website to go to find out more about it is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And again, Relief Factor, I take it. It works for me. If it works for you, goodbye pain. And you can get rid of some of that heavy-duty meds if you've got it too that you don't need to be taking. So relieffactor.com/captain and let me know how it works out. After the end of 3 weeks, you'll know whether it's going to work. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
We've had a lot of people concerned about your welfare that have been asking me to ask you how close you are to those big fires in Greece.
Not right now. I'm not close. I'm in the islands south of Athens. There's the fire is actually on an island not far from Athens, but I guess Athens has got a lot of smoke covering them right now. This is something that happens on a regular basis. It's very, very dry.
Yeah, it happened last year.
Yeah, there's a regular occurrence over here, and it's something that they have to deal with on a regular basis, much like we have to do out west.
Mm-hmm. All righty. By the way, we need to talk about Hong Kong simply because our intelligence has informed us that the Chinese government is moving troops, perhaps from the border into Hong Kong. They've got about 12,000 of them right there along the border. And yesterday, a convoy was spotted coming into Hong Kong, military trucks for sure. Don't know if there was troops in them or not because we didn't see what was inside the military vehicles. But it's a very fluent situation there, and I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
I hope that I'm sure the president's trying to encourage Chinese government to try to show some sort of restraint here. I wouldn't be surprised if the Chinese government actually tries to pull off an intelligence operation with a false flag type of a situation, try to put themselves and make themselves look in a good light if they do pull anything or try to do anything there. Because again, I explain this. We have stories all the time. A couple of weeks ago, maybe even less, there was a story about Amazon and their manufacturing Alexa in China. And with the manufacturing of the Alexa, they're doing with child labor and working 12 hours a day. And that makes our news. And they, oh, that's terrible, that's awful. But people forget about it fast.
Mm-hmm.
People are not going to forget about it if people start, you know, being run over by tanks and shot in the street. That's a whole different ball of wax and how the rest of the world is going to react to that. And, you know, whether or not their relationship with China and how they're going to go about handling it, whether or not. And again, countries don't like being exposed as being practical and saying, hey, you know what? Well, you know, it's China's business and we're going to continue to do business and we're going to continue to let our companies operate in there. They don't want to be put. Politicians don't want to be put in that position. So, again, there's a lot of worry about this right now.
Well, this is why China's upset with the United States. Listen to these protesters on the streets. Listen to this. This is live. It was live at the time, but it was posted on Twitter.
And rise up through the perilous fight. All the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bomb bursting in there, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say the
anyway, while they're singing the national anthem of our country in Hong Kong, they're also waving a whole bunch of American flags, and this got picked up by the media and was shown just literally everywhere.
Hey, you know what? Give them green cards as far as I'm concerned, but I know that they want to stay there, and they like their area, they like Hong Kong, and they want to make that Hong Kong, you know, their place as well. But, you know, there's a juxtaposition where, you know, people are far away understanding what freedom's all about, yet we've got these people coming from these garbage countries in Central America trying to flood across, flying their stupid flag and not showing the respect for our country. So, you know, God bless those people and their plight, and, you know, it doesn't work out, give them green cards.
Well, the president is doing something about that. He's about to change the way we give welfare and stuff to about 380,000 people that are here that are actually not working. All they're doing is collecting three hots and a cot and getting paid welfare by the United States government, and he's going to rescind that order and send them all back where they came from, some 380,000 people.
Yeah, there was some, the new immigration order that's been put through in regards to collecting government assistance. I think it's a step in the right direction.
Sure.
I do. I don't know whether or not they're going to follow through on that or, you know, how far that's going to go. I'd rather see that, you know, put into law than being almost kind of like an executive order.
Well, it's being challenged. It's being challenged legally right now while they try to get it. It's a law end of it there, but it is what it is. But anyway, he's definitely going to impose that, and they're definitely going to countersue him to get him not to.
Yeah, you can't be a all out welfare state as we've become, and a open borders country, which we've become as well at the same time. You just bankrupt yourself.
And then there's one other thing here. The United States is delaying tariffs on some of the Chinese goods and dropping the tariffs on some of the other items to try to get China to back off their hardline stance with the troops, 12,000 of them is being reported sitting on the border, and perhaps some that have already come into Hong Kong.
I don't know if that has anything to do with that. I think Trump wants to maybe show a little bit, we're willing to, try to keep these negotiations open and moving forward. Obviously, they lent a little bit of some juice to the markets yesterday. So we'll see. I think that has, again, a lot more to do about trade than anything else right now.
Yeah, the markets looked pretty good yesterday. They rallied again, and I'm going to go down here. The futures are all red right now. Everything is red in the futures. Not as bad as what I thought it might be after having a positive day yesterday. But you're familiar with PG&E, right? Pacific Gas and Electric?
Yeah, they're the ones that they're getting a lot of lawsuits in regards to the fires that took place.
Well, they they're declaring bankruptcy, and they're going to file a bankruptcy plan in less than a month as to what they're going to do and how they're going to pay their bills off.
Hmm? Well, I mean, it's just, they're getting hit with billions and billions and billions of dollars of lawsuits because of the fires in California. But, this pretty, easy to predict. I didn't think, without a doubt, I did not expect them not to declare bankruptcy.
Now, the Morgan Stanley firm is predicting that the Fed is about to cut the U.S. interest rates down to near zero. Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, it looks that way. I don't know when they're planning to do it. I mean, inflation seemed to tick up a bit yesterday, so I'm not so sure. I think that, again, a little political pressure as well when it comes to this, but I do think it's wise.
Mm-hmm. Now, also, decision day is looming for a central bank that's still contemplating tax hikes. And again, it's looking, or interest rate hikes, rather, it's looking as if the central bank is definitely going to back off a little bit.
Listen, it's kind of a race to the bottom right now. You get all of the central banks around the globe continuing to lower their rates. And you take a look at the yield curve as well. It's looking a little inverted here. You look at this from another point of view as well, Matt, is the fact that we're so damn deep in debt as a country. We need as low rates as possible. I mean, it's just if rates were to go up talk about what's normal at this point in time. Go back to the historical normal interest rates. Our budget would be absolutely destroyed.
And one last little thing: CBS and Viacom are going to reunite.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Again, media keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and I always wonder when the antitrust people are going to step in with this stuff.
All right, listen, we'll talk to you tomorrow. So enjoy your day and be safe.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. That's Chris Markowski, everybody. And Chris Markowski is over in Greece. He called us from Greece. He's on an island. He's not near the fires. He did say tomorrow, though, he's going to be coming back to the United States. So he'll have to go over to Athens, which is where he'll be flying out of. And then he'll get closer to where the fires are.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.